Kilaim, Perkches, Mishnah Vav, 8:6. We continue to discuss the taxonomy, the classifications of various animals. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, terrestrial mammals, that is say, land animals that are warm-blooded, they are divided by the Chazal into three categories, the Torah. The Torah divides them into chayos, wild animals, behemos, domesticated animals, and shiratzim, small creepy crawly animals, for lack of a better term. Our mission here will classify a certain animal, starting with the shor bar. Now, the shor bar literally means the wild ox. And we have a machlokas here. The Tana Kama says that a shor bar is a min behema, that it's a domesticated animal. Whereas Rabbi Yossi omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi holds it's a undomesticated animal, it's a chaya. Different category. The base of the machlokas is that when the psukim talk about the 10 kosher species of animals, three of them we know, cows, goats, and sheep are kosher domestic animals, and there are seven more which are not behemos, they're chayos, also kosher but not the domestic variety. One of those is the to'o. What the to'o is, to'o, tough aleph vav, what its status, what its identity is not clear. And here, that's the machlokas here. So the Tana Kama holds that a shor bar, the wild ox, is a min behema. It's a domestic animal, meaning it's essentially a feral cow. Let's say a cow that was started out somehow in domesticated nature, like a regular cow, but then it found its way back into the wild. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds it's a minchaya, it's an undomesticated animal, meaning it's a different species. It's a to'o, it's a whole different kind of creature. It may look a lot like a cow, but this wild variety of cow is not a cow at all. So I don't know what it is, but for argument's sake, maybe it's a buffalo or an aurochs or a wildebeest. I don't know, something which is cow-like, but not a cow. Now, this discussion is more than just academic, and more than simply if you have a zoo and you agree to sell all the chayot, will your shor bar be included in the sale? Because there are different halachas that apply to kosher domestic behemos versus kosher undomestic chayos animals. There are two specific differences in, according to Torah law. One of them is that the hard fats around the internal organs, called chelev. So chelev is forbidden to be eaten in behemos. That is to say, if you have a cow, goat, or sheep, when you prepare the cow for eating, those hard fats around the organs must be removed. They're forbidden to be eaten as chelev, and they actually carry a severe penalty, a very severe penalty of karas, if you consume them. Now, untrue, that doesn't apply when it comes to chayos, wild kosher animals. So if you shecht a deer or a giraffe, those animals are chayos. They can be kosher because they have split hooves and chew the cud, but they're chayos, and therefore their chelev, their organ fats, are permitted to be eaten. They're allowed to be eaten. The second nafkamina is on the halacha of kisui hadam, the covering of the blood. The halacha is that when one shechts, ritually slaughters a behema, a kosher land animal, so there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. There's no requirement to cover the blood after one slaughters it. You may have seen it done. If you've seen kisui hadam done, it's because what was being shechted was a fowl. Birds, just to anticipate some confusion, if you have a chicken and you shecht the chicken, the blood of the chicken must be covered with some dirt. So that's called kisui hadam, and it applies to fowl, kosher fowl, but it doesn't apply to kosher behemas, kosher terrestrial land animals, mammals, cows, goats, sheep. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah of kisui hadam if the blood comes from a chaya. So again, if one would slaughter a kosher deer or giraffe, whatever it might be, so there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. One must cover that blood because the animal is a chaya and there's such a mitzvah. So that would be two nafkaminas, important nafkaminas midoraisa, about whether the shor bar, the wild ox, whatever that animal is a behema or a chaya, but we paskin, in that case, whatever the shor bar is, that it's a min behema, it's just a cow, a feral cow. And therefore, the chelev is aser, forbidden to eat those organ fats, and there's no requirement to cover the blood when one slaughters it. The next animal is the kelev, good old dog. So the kelev is a min chaya. The kelev is considered to be an undomesticated animal, a wild animal. Here, the primary Nafkamina, the practical difference simply would be if you had a zoo or the similar and you sold all the chayos, the dog goes with it. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir Omer, it's a min behema, that a dog is considered to be a domestic animal. But again, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that dogs are considered to be chayos, undomesticated. The chazir, which is the common pig, is a min behema, domestic animal. Only nafkamina there would be, again, if you're selling your zoo, etc., your farm, because, of course, cows aren't kosher, etc. The arod is some kind of wild donkey. But the halacha here says it's a min chaya, it's a undomesticated creature. Now, donkeys are domesticated, of course, which means the arod is really not a donkey. That is to say, the big nafkamina would be if you have a donkey and an arod, they may look alike, but one may not, let's say, for example, team them up to pull a carriage. That would be kilai behema, because a road is a chaya and the normal donkey, the chamor, is a behema. Hapil v'hakof, hapil is elephants, and a kof is a monkey. Those are minchaya. Those are both considered to be wild animals. Again, the nafkamina only really if you're selling your zoo and you stipulate to sell the chayos as opposed to the behemos. Fine, and that's that. So that ends the topic on animal classification. The Mishnah has one more thing to say, and that has to do with the question of what about cross-working an animal and a human being? We said you can't have a cow and a donkey pull a cart or even be hooked up together and hitched up together in the pulling process or attached side by side. What about if it's an animal like a horse and a person pulling together? Is that okay? The Mishnah says there's no such problem. The Adam, when it comes to people, mutar im kulam, a person can be teamed up, hooked up, let's say, with any animal doesn't matter which, limshoch, to pull, lachrosh, to plow, balahanig, or to be led while they're attached to pulling something, before, after, side by side, doesn't make a difference. There's no kilai behema when human beings, with respect to human beings.